From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the liberation of Ramadi runs into difficulty. Iraqi forces continue meeting resistance as they try to tighten their hold on the provincial capital Ramadi, wrested from Islamic State fighters this week. The Iraqis are said to be encountering pockets of resistance and sporadic attacks, indicating a larger-than-expected presence. James Jeffrey is a former diplomat now at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
We've seen this before in battles such as Tikrit and to some degree Beji, which go back and forth. This city is primarily under the control of Iraqi forces at this point. They have a huge numerical superiority. They hold terrain, and while only a small percent of their forces are good in attacking ISIS, most of the forces in there can hold terrain once they've gotten in there. So they're just going to continue squeezing the ISIS people, and they will eventually be driven out.
There are also concerns the militants will try to hide among Ramadi's population. More than 50 families trapped inside the city said IS fighters use them as human shields. The outgoing U.N. envoy to Somalia, Nicholas Kay, said the country has an unstoppable momentum toward being a stable and secure state.
I believe that Somalia in the last 2.5-3 years has made significant political progress and has also made some reasonable security progress as well. And so I am optimistic that in 2016 there is an unstoppable momentum now.
Kay told VOA Somalia has managed to convert a dream of being a federal Somalia into reality. He says the country has also made reasonable progress in the fight against al-Shabaab militants. This is VOA News. The mayor of Brussels has canceled the Belgian capital's annual New Year's Eve celebration over concerns of a terror threat. Yvonne Mayor said it would not be possible to screen the tens of thousands expected to turn out. Belgian police arrested two people earlier this week suspected of plotting a New Year's Eve terror attack on what they call emblematic targets. The UN Refugee Agency Wednesday said more than 1 million refugees and migrants braved high seas this year, seeking sanctuary in Europe from war and poverty. Adrian Edwards is the spokesman for the UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
This is a staggering increase over just 12 months. At the end of 2014, we had 219,000 arrivals on the Mediterranean to Europe. That was already a record. This is almost 5 times that level. In addition, tragically, we're also seeing an increase in the number of deaths, almost 4,000 lives lost in 2015.
Europe, meanwhile, is in the midst of the biggest mass migration since World War II. A German newspaper says Germany will have registered just over 1 million migrants by year's end. That's 5 times the number over last year. Voters in Central African Republic went to the polls Wednesday in a much-delayed election that many hope will end nearly 3 years of sectarian violence. There were no serious clashes or irregularities reported. Among the tens of thousands of refugees from Central African Republic cast ballots from refugee camps, including Abdul Karim Carvalho in Cameroon.
Now, today, you can see everybody is so excited because we need change in our country. So the situation whereby Central African Republic came today to install our new president, so we need changes in our country.
Nearly 2 million were registered to choose among some 30 presidential candidates and many others running for the country's legislature. The U.S. has urged Ethiopia to free all journalists detained by the state and stop using its controversial anti-terror law to silence dissent. A national security spokesman said Wednesday the U.S. is, quote, deeply concerned by the recent arrests of other journalists in Ethiopia. He urged the government of Addis Ababa to release journalists and all others in prison for exercising their right to free expression. In October, Washington welcomed the release of a group of dissident bloggers and journalists, but on Wednesday, the White House warned Ethiopia against new arrests. In the Philippines, at least one soldier and 8 gunmen were killed in clashes between security forces and al-Qaeda-linked militants believed to be holding foreign captives. Wednesday's clash occurred on the remote southern island Jolo, where gunmen from the Islamist militant group Abu Sayyaf are believed to be holding 2 Canadians, a Norwegian, and a Philippine female. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.